The apostles say to Jesus, "Increase our faith." And Jesus responds in Luke 17 with such an interesting parable. I believe many of us are asking God, "How can I increase my faith?" So I'm going to break down this parable and show you four keys on how you can increase your faith. I'm here in Luke 17, verse 5. The apostles say to the Lord, "Increase our faith." So Jesus says, "If you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, 'Be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." Jesus says, just the faith of a mustard seed, and you can speak to the mulberry tree and say, "Be pulled up by the roots." Just a little bit of faith, and you can speak to that stronghold in your mind and say, "Be pulled up by the roots." Just a little bit of faith, and you can get rid of those old thoughts that you don't want and say, "Be pulled up by the roots." All you need is just a little bit of faith. So maybe it's not a faith problem. Maybe it's something else. This is where Jesus continues on in this parable. And he says, "And which of you, having a servant plowing or tending sheep, will say to him when he has come in from the field, 'Come at once and sit down to eat'? But will he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for my supper, and gird yourself and serve me till I have eaten and drunk, and afterward you will eat and drink?' Does he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I think not. So, likewise you, when you have done all those things which you are commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what was our duty to do.'" No matter what you do for God, you are only doing what is your duty. Sometimes we get to a state of mind where we think we are sacrificing or giving so much to God, especially in ministry, casting out demons or doing healings, seeing miracles, just faithfully serving God day after day. But maybe it's not a faith problem. It's a pride or a self-trust and self-reliance problem. Because sometimes the more we do for God, or the more we walk with Jesus, the more trust we get in ourselves, therefore decreasing our faith in God. One way to increase our faith in God is to decrease our faith in ourselves. Some of us, we just trust ourselves too much. We've been serving God for too long, and we've built up the accolades and the accomplishments, and now we've lost faith in God, like an old King David, who is now sitting towards the end of his life, and he is going to count his men to see how strong his army was. But a young King David, all he needed was a sling and a stone to take out the biggest giants in his life, because his faith was in God. But the longer he reigned and ruled and became king, the less faith he had in God and the more faith he had in himself. So it's not that you don't have faith, you just trust yourself too much. Proverbs 3:5 says, "Lean not on your own understanding, but in all of your ways," right? Trust in the Lord. Acknowledge the Lord. Let your heart lean into God and trust Him. And this gets hard the more we do a certain task, the more we operate in our career, the more we do ministry the way that we've been doing ministry, the more we then start to lean and rely upon ourselves, when we are called to continually lean and rely upon God and seek Him and His ways. Jeremiah 17 says, "Cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength." So the first key to increase your faith is to trust in yourself less and to lean into God more. Maybe it's not a faith problem. Maybe it's a self-reliance and self-trust problem. The second key to increase your faith, we are going to find this in Mark 14. Yes, I'm actually going to read the Bible. We're actually going to study the Bible together because the Word is going to show us. The Word is going to give you the wisdom. The Word is going to reveal and open up your eyes. So I am here to teach the Scripture to you so that way you can see it for yourself and have a deeper understanding, or maybe just a fresh revelation in the same passage that you've read over and over again. Moving into the second key, I'm here in Mark 9. We see Jesus healing a demon-possessed boy. So they return to the other disciples, and there's a large crowd there surrounding them. And some teachers of religious law were arguing with them. When the crowd saw Jesus, they were overwhelmed with awe, and they ran to greet Jesus. "What is all this arguing about?" Jesus asked. One of the men of the crowd spoke up and said, "Teacher, I brought my son so you could heal him. He is possessed by an evil spirit that won't let him talk." I'm actually reading this in the NLT. I was intending to read it in the NKJV, but that's fine. He says, "Whenever this spirit seizes him, it throws him violently to the ground. Then he foams at the mouth and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid." This is a mute spirit, an evil spirit that won't let him talk. "So I asked your disciples to cast out the evil spirit, but they could not." Jesus said to them, "You faithless people, how long must I be with you? How long must I put up with you? Bring the boy to me." So they brought the boy. But when the evil spirit saw Jesus, it threw the child into a violent convulsion, and he fell to the ground, writhing and foaming at the mouth. "How long has this been happening?" Jesus asked the boy's father. He replied, "Since he was a little boy. The spirit often throws him into the fire, into the water, trying to kill him. Have mercy on us and help us if you can." "Whoa, what do you mean, if I can?" Jesus asked. "Anything is possible if a person believes." I actually haven't read this in the NLT, but it's so good. Jesus here says in this version, "What do you mean, if I can? Anything is possible if a person believes." So you just, again, need to believe. You just need faith the size of a mustard seed. This has been happening to the boy since he was a little child, and he is asking the Lord for mercy. And Jesus says, if you believe, any miracle or healing, it starts with faith. Jesus says time and time again, "Your faith has made you well. Go and be healed. It is your faith that has healed you." It is God's grace and our faith. So the father cries out and says, "I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief." So unbelief is a problem that is going to block the blessing. It is going to block the miracle that God wants to impart. When Jesus saw that the crowd of onlookers was growing, he rebuked the evil spirit. "Listen, you spirit that makes this boy unable to hear and speak," he said. "I command you to come out of this child and never enter him again." Then the spirit screamed and threw the boy into another violent convulsion and left him. The boy appeared to be dead. A murmur ran through the crowd as the people said, "He's dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and helped him to his feet, and he stood up. Afterward, when Jesus was alone in the house with his disciples, the disciples asked Jesus, "Why couldn't we cast out that evil spirit. Jesus replied, this kind can be cast out only by prayer and fasting. This version actually says prayer, but you'll see that the word says by prayer and fasting. Some things only happen through prayer and fasting. You want to increase your faith? The second key is prayer and fasting. Jude 20 talks about building yourself up in your most holy faith. How are you going to do this? It's by praying in the Holy Spirit. When you pray, you increase your faith, and when you pray in the Holy Spirit, meaning you are praying from the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Spirit, as you rest in Christ, often speaking in tongues, this is a type of prayer that increases your faith and grows your boldness and your confidence in the Lord. You're worried about it, but have you prayed about it? Do you know the scripture on it? Because Jesus says, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will wear. Does your Father not provide all these things for you? So the third key is that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. This is what it says in Romans 10:19. You must hear the word of God and know his word. Know that your faith is going to be built up through prayer and fasting. Know that your faith and your boldness is going to increase the more you know the word and the more you let the word rest and live inside of you. You got to read the word. There's a powerful revelation of the word of God, and that the word is living and powerful, and that the spirit is a bold spirit, right? Peter prays in Acts 4, grant your servants boldness that they may continue to do the will of God. So when you read God's word and you receive it, you receive as well a boldness and an increase in faith. And then the fourth key I have for you is to check the faith of those around you. Here we have a father that struggles to believe if Jesus can cast out the demon. Why? Because the disciples couldn't cast it out themselves. His faith was affected by the lack of faith in the disciples. Who you surround yourself matters. When Jesus did healings and miracles, he could not always bring everyone with him. Sometimes he could only bring his inner circle, Peter, James, and John, because other people like Thomas lacked faith. So when you're surrounded by other faith-filled people, you will grow and increase in your faith. But the disciples, they needed to increase their faith through prayer and fasting, but the Father just needed to believe. And he says, he first proclaims his belief by saying, I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief. If you are asking God for more faith, say, God, I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief. And most importantly, as we opened up, a good thing to ask the Lord is to help me not trust in myself, my own understanding, and my own ways, but help me lean and rely upon you, because sometimes you don't need more faith, you just need less trust in yourself. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Share this message with someone who you know needs it. Support by hitting the like button. If you're listening to the podcast, leave a 5-star rating, and I'll see you guys soon. Let me know if you have any questions on this topic. Let me know what God has been showing you around faith. God bless you. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.